Hundreds of Indigenous elders gathered in Alice Springs this weekend to discuss a new way forward for their communities. The conference marked 10 years since the Northern Territory intervention. The Wire spoke exclusively to Dylan Voller, whose iconic image sparked outrage around the world and prompted a royal commission into juvenile detention in the Northern Territory. Joanna Cabot spoke to Dylan Voller about Indigenous youth incarceration and his experience.
250 delegates from around Australia came together in Alice Springs to attend the Stand Up 2017 conference, trying to get changes for the Indigenous community and calling on the government to communicate more with the elders.
I think the biggest issue is the government telling the people and controlling our people and telling us how to live without communicating to our elders and getting a really strong view of how we need help and what we need help.
Dylan Voller's picture went viral around Australia when the ABC Four Corners report into the treatment of youth detainees in the Northern Territory showed image of juvenile detainees being gassed, chucked and striped naked in the Dondale Juvenile Detention Centre. The young Indigenous man was hooded and strapped to a restraint chair, sparking the Royal Commission into youth detention. Today, he wants to be a voice for Indigenous Australians.
I've been a victim of systemic abuse inside the prison, and my voice has been shut down for quite some time, and I've finally got the freedom of speech to be able to speak and stand up for my people, and I believe that I have an important role to be able to speak up and be a future leader with the help of my elders and the community, Indigenous community and non-Indigenous community, to be able to make change for my people and help make that change.
Indigenous Australians account for less than 3% of Australia's national population, but they make more than half of all children in juvenile detention centre and are 26 times more likely to be incarcerated than non-Indigenous young people. After his experience, Dylan Voller wants to use his newfound profile to fight for young Indigenous Australians who find themselves in jail now, but also for those who are headed down the wrong path.
I'm not only fighting for the people in prison, but our younger generation that, if we don't help, are going to end up in prison as well or in the juvenile detention centre. So they need that support and help too. But yeah, I'm also fighting for all the kids that are still in detention and the adults that are in prison as well.
Also present at the Indigenous Conference in Alice Springs was Yingya Maguyula, an independent member of the Northern Territory Legislative Assembly, who says that a treaty should come before a constitutional recognition because it does not recognise sovereignty.
We have to work to get to the government and convince the rest of non-Indigenous Australians to agree that we want to be recognized as a sovereign people.
The Northern Territory intervention has been going for more than 10 years now. But is it working? Dylan Voller has called on the government to take on a more consultative role and discuss with elders a plan forward. He says the government's previous policies have created chaos amongst the community.
The non-Indigenous people, the white people brought over all these alcohol, the drugs, which is the main problem in our community now. People didn't have alcohol, we didn't have drugs, we didn't have all this sort of stuff. So I'm calling on the government to communicate more with the elders and the Indigenous community for putting plans in place.
Dylan Voller says the government has been complicit in sending away young Aboriginal people to jail and disconnecting them from their culture, family and elders with serious consequences.
I think the reason that all these Indigenous children are ending up in prison is because we've got non-Indigenous government that thinks that it's okay to take the kids away from community and away from their culture and disconnect them from culture and take the power away from our elders.
Dylan Voller says incarceration is not the answer and has called for a rehabilitation approach. He talks about his experience.
We're walking around inside the prison, cutting their grass, doing their maintenance for that prison and getting $20 a week. And then with that $20, we're expected to buy ourselves a little bit of food, make a phone call, which a phone call is $6 for 15 minutes.
He thinks the government should look at restorative justice methods and look at preventative models instead of investing in prisons.
There's a lot of opportunities in the communities if the government puts funding into it or invests into it to get their kids out to community, work out there, teach them how to use tractors, do gardening, maintenance, how to look after country, look after land.
A peaceful rally took place in front of the Alice Springs court today. Dylan asked all the communities to come down and stand in solidarity with the Indigenous community.
We're encouraging non-Indigenous and in all the community to come down and attend, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, to stand together so we can help our people and help them help close the gap, because at the moment the gap's not closing, it's getting wider.
At the end of the conference, a statement will be made and signed off by 250 Indigenous Australians who are representing their nations from around Australia.
That we're going to be putting together as a group, as an Indigenous community, as everyone that's got to this forum, and we hope that the government can take that statement into account.
Dylan Voller, ending that report by Joanna Cabot, production assistance by Nicole Un.